Hello, enlightened viewers, and welcome to Animal World or Co-Inhabitants. Have you ever wondered why a raccoon unexpectedly crosses your path? Or why a crow suddenly lands on your balcony? On today's program, we present the first in a two-part interview with American author, retired psychotherapist, spiritual teacher and shaman, Dr. Stephen Farmer, who will discuss such questions and provide answers based on his years of experience with animals. Author of best-selling books Earth Magic and Sacred Ceremony, Dr. Farmer also hosts a weekly radio program called Earth Magic Radio. The term shamanism includes a wide range of practices used to communicate with the world beyond physical appearances. How did Dr. Farmer become interested in shamanism?
I spent many years as a psychotherapist, and I would say an unusual psychotherapist, knowing quite a few of my colleagues, and that I really began to be curious about spirituality and how that fit into psychotherapy. And then about 20 years ago, I was introduced to shamanism. I had sampled different spiritual paths, different religions throughout my life, and always been curious about them in many ways, and really was trying to, like I think many people do, is like find the right path. And I did a 2-day course on core shamanism, and I went, this is home. You know, this is where I belong. And I do believe it's in my DNA somehow, in an ancestral connection. And so for a period of time, I was very careful and ethical about how I would employ that in my practice in psychotherapy, but certainly some of the principles of shamanism kind of seeped into the work that I would do with people, and had a very, very successful practice.
It is through his study of shamanism that Dr. Farmer came to believe that it is essential to reconnect with animal guides and Mother Earth. He writes about this in his book, Earth Magic.
Earth Magic, it's the name of my latest book. It has become more of an umbrella for the work that I do. So Earth Magic really is the idea that the world is magical. I remember a book years ago called The Re-Enchantment of the World by Bruno Bettelheim. I love that title, and in a sense, that's what we're talking about. Enchantment is from chanson, French word chanson, which means to sing. So one version of that would be to really sing the world, or to listen to the song the world has to sing to us. And that re-enchantment is part of the magic.
According to Dr. Farmer, animals are here to help us in life. The elephant, with his imposing power and strength, reminds us that we can overcome all obstacles. The swan's message is that we're beautiful, just as we are. If we think our life is too serious, we can call on the spirit of the dolphin to develop playfulness or better communication skills. And the hummingbird is here to cheer us up and bring us joy.
I have a little hummingbird that comes into the backyard. I heard her name is Heather, so I call her Heather the hummingbird. And she comes and floats around one of the trees. It's just starting to blossom here in the late fall, early winter. And I swear, just the last couple of days, she'd be sitting on that branch, and I'd be just looking at her, and we'd be in communion. And that's, to me, that's magic. Or stories I've heard, speaking of hummingbirds, where hummingbirds will come and, you know, flutter right in front of your face. So it's to reawaken that deep, relatively unconscious memory of our relationship with the natural world. It's more the experience of it is the magic, that we are just part of the web of life here on the earth. This big hunk of rock that's floating through space in this vast universe, you know, and we have the privilege of actually existing on this planet at this time. So let's wake up, you know, and just really enjoy the beauty and the majesty of this planet as we go through these earth changes that are occurring.
Animals may come to us to deliver specific messages, but we must closely observe the circumstances to understand what they are telling us.
When I see an animal here, especially in an unusual way, or through repetition, There's some significance that we can go into about that. And it doesn't have to be the physical animal. You know, like here in Laguna Beach, we don't see a lot of bears around here. But the bear spirit can show himself through symbols. You have a dream about a bear, and you wake up and you go, well, that was pretty weird. And then all day long, you're thinking about that dream. And then you go to the supermarket, and you hear somebody talking about bears. You turn on the TV, and there's a show on bears. There's something pretty significant happening at that point.
For many years, Dr. Farmer's power animals, the raven, the wolf, the snake, and the owl, have been assisting him in his work.
Raven's a magician and is perfectly in alignment with what we were talking about earlier about earth magic. There's a lot of different creation stories where that raven is the one responsible for bringing from the darkness into the light that which is created in what we see before us in the physical world. So he's very creative, a great manifester, which is true about me too. With the help of my spirit guides, I'm very, very good at manifesting. Another one is wolf. Wolf spirit has been with me quite a few years. Wolf is about is a great teacher, is an astounding protector. I've asked Wolf to be here with us today, you know, just keep us all safe and protected. I like having him around because he can sort of provide a bubble of protection, if you will, psychic protection. He's also a teacher, incredibly loyal, dedicated. Third one is snake spirit, who's been with me the longest. The other one is Owl. Owl has been with me quite a while too. Owl is was a more primary power animal when I was a psychotherapist. One of the gifts of Owl is to see into the shadows, to be able to see what other people don't see, to be able to see those shadows in myself that I may or may not be aware of. And that was the gift of Owl.
Turtle is yet another animal who has transformed Dr. Farmer's life.
Turtle has just been showing up a lot lately. And, I mean, amazingly so. Now, I refer back to an earlier book that was published about 7-8 years ago, the Power Animals book. And in there, Turtle gave me a message to convey. And I got to tell you exactly how he said that. And this is how he sounded in my inner voice. I would sit at the computer and wait for the message. I say, Turtle Spirit, give me the message. You know, what message do you want me to convey to others through this work? And I took a breath, and here's what I heard exactly like this. Slow down. You've got all the time in the world. The next day, we went to an animal sanctuary. It was on the Big Island in Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii, and near Kona. And guess what was there? You know, land turtles or tortoises. We went down to go swimming, and of course, it's not unusual, you know, in itself, but there were some sea turtles there. And Turtle has shown up. The other day, I'm sitting at the breakfast table, and my stepdaughter, Serena, 8 years old, says, Stephen, I got some new earrings. I said, oh, great, what are they? Show them to me. Guess what they were? Turtles. I mean, again and again and again, Turtle has showed up. When I feel myself speeding up too much, I'll hear, slow down. It's okay, you'll get there, tortoise in the air. And I swear, I get everything done that I need to get done. In fact, if anything, I think I've been more productive since Turtle's been sort of inhabiting my consciousness. When an animal shows up in an unusual way or repeatedly or both, that animal is it's another expression of God or spirit or great spirit, source, whatever you want to call that force. God's okay with me. God, spirit, I use interchangeably. Hummingbird Grand Central sends you a hummingbird, and then suddenly you get a smile on your face and you cheer up. How could you not smile with that little being, you know, that's doing this at 120 beats per second? I believe sincerely that spirit is wanting to help us human beings. You know, we need it. We need it right now.
Also a talented musician. Dr. Farmer both composes and sings songs as another powerful way to convey his message of peace. He now performs one of his songs, Breathe Again, co-written by Martin Jordan.
I hold my fist tight, my teeth are sinking into my skin. My eyes are aching, I'm feeling forsaken, don't want to let it in. There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. You can always conquer, you can never divide. Every moment you're young, you can never grow old. Please take me back to the truth of my soul, so I can breathe again. I want to breathe again. Everything changes, nothing's written in stone. You never have to go it alone. I hold out my hands for all to see. I shout to the heavens, please set me free, so I can breathe again. I want to breathe again.
Does everyone on Earth have an animal spirit guide? What's the best way to become one with nature? To find out the answers to these and other questions, please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for the concluding part of our fascinating interview with Dr. Stephen Farmer. For more information on Dr. Stephen Farmer, including how to listen to his radio show, please visit www.drstephenfarmer.com. Earth Magic and Dr. Farmer's other books and publications are available at the same website. Thank you for watching today's program. May we forever respect, protect, and love our animal friends.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.